Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Buzz Capra. Pitching for the New York Mets, Buzz Capra. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rudolph for a passed ball. Mays moves to second. Ken Boswell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Staub takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Munday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. Fregosi moves to second. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Buzz Capra is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Capra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Capra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Capper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Popovich strikes out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hooten takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buzz Capra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Capra is 0 for 1 in the game. Capra bunts towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Capra moves to third. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hooten is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hooten bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Cubs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Capra scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fanzone. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Popovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Capra covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rudolph hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hooten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Marshall strikes out. One out. Willie Mays batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Fanzone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.